Hello, and welcome to another Apple This podcast.
Hello there. My name is Thomas Donville, also known as Anonymous, here for another segment of the BGI series, in short for a beginner's guide for the iPhone. In this segment, we're going to talk about the Wi-Fi. What is Wi-Fi? How do I find Wi-Fi and how I connect to it? And how I can forget a Wi-Fi? And other tips. All right, so let's talk about Wi-Fi. A Wi-Fi is a connection that we use if we want to be able to not be dependent on our carrier cell plans. Our carrier provider usually provide us voice and data packages that contains phone calls for voice line and then data, of course, for any type of internet connection that we want to make connection using our device. With, like myself, I have a data cap on each and every month on the package I use, so I don't want to use too much of my data when I don't need to. So we have something called Wi-Fi, so you may have Wi-Fi connected at your house, just like at mine. So I have a router or an access point that I use to connect to that will allow me to use the Wi-Fi, and so this will alleviate and do all the heavy work and bypass my cell data, so I'm not consuming those precious cell data every month. Okay. Now, Wi-Fi can be found in many numerous places. Obviously, points of homes, your friends, hotels, restaurants, airlines, trains, and certain buses. Wi-Fi can be found in numerous places, and so they play in a daily part every day, and anytime we can get Wi-Fi connection, we would definitely want to try to use it. So that way you get not only to save yourself on data cap, but it also alleviate is sometimes a lot faster in using Wi-Fi. So I'm going to show you how to find what Wi-Fi is in your area and how to connect to it. Okay, so let's do this first. There is only one area where you can actually set up the actual Wi-Fi itself. Now, there's numerous places how you can turn Wi-Fi on and off, which we'll explain towards the end. But for now, the beginning part, I'm going to show you how to connect a Wi-Fi and how you can search for Wi-Fi. All right, so you have to find your settings on your dashboard. So your dashboard is your springboard is on your main page, or it can be on any other pages, but you need to find the Apple settings. So I'm going to go find my settings here.
Settings.
And double tap go to ahead open. And double tap to open up settings.
Settings. Airplane mode. Off.
Okay, I'm going to swipe to the right.
Double tap to toggle Wi-Fi. Not connected.
There it is. So right now, Wi-Fi is not connected. So let's see what's in my area.
Settings.
In my home. Now, the hardest part is that once you get the Wi-Fi up and running, you're going to be coming across different names. They give every access point in wireless or routers or wherever you are different names. Unfortunately, around the home areas, you may get somebody that are pretty unique and pretty tech savvy, and they'll name their routers or whatever it wants to be, and it's easy in plain English. Like myself, I have an AT&T box, so it says AT&T, da-da-da-da, and has a lot of numerals, numbers in the alphabet that does not make any sense. If you're at a hotel, more than likely not, if you're at, say, you're at a Marriott, it probably will say Marriott Guest, or Ramada will say Ramada Guest, or Hilton will say Hilton. So it's pretty self-explanatory, but if you ever need to know what device you want to hook to, you need to find that out from the place where you're staying at. You can just call the operator and say, hey, I'm trying to hook up to Wi-Fi. Which one do I connect to, etc.? And that would be the same thing for restaurants. You just ask which one is yours. Typically, you can easily find out which one it is by just looking at it, and by the name and the signal strength will give you kind of an indicator. But at home, it makes it a little more dicey. So I'm going to show you what I have around my area. So we're in Wi-Fi. It's opened up.
Wi-Fi. Heading.
I'm going to swipe to the right.
Wi-Fi on.
The Wi-Fi is now set on. That means that it is enabled and it's ready to be used for Wi-Fi. So you want to make sure the Wi-Fi is set on so you are able to connect to a Wi-Fi point. Okay, so I'm going to swipe to the right.
Choose a network. Heading.
All right, so here comes the choose a network. All right, these are the networks that are in my neighborhood.
Two wire, 186. Secure. Signal strength, 58%.
Uh-huh.
Choose a network. Two wire, 186. Okay. Secure. Signal strength, 58%.
So you hear that it's two wired.
Double tap to join the network.
It's secured, and the signal is 58%. So it's pretty weak signal. So let's go one more down.
More info. 2WIRE 186.
It gives you more information about it.
At 2T99999. Secure. Signal strength 95%.
There you go. This one is also, this is AT&T's R99, and it says secured and 95% signal. More than likely not, that is mine, because obviously the stronger the signal, the closer you are to the actual router or the wireless. So the 51% is more than likely my neighbor. And swipe one more to the right.
More info.
It's more info.
And
swipe one.
Motovap underscore M91421 say 1JMK. Secure. Signal strength 93%.
Now, here's one is interesting. This must be my neighbors, and I must be pretty close to their access point, because this also 93% signal. So that's pretty close. So you wouldn't know, essentially, that's not mine either, if I had not known the AT&T one is mine, because I just knew, because that's what the provider had given me. The service person that came in told me that that one's mine, the AT&T 9R9. And this other one, the Moto, is not mine. So you need to know which one is yours so you can be able to attach to it, because the ones that are secured means you got to have a password. Without the password, you're not going to be able to get onto the Wi-Fi. So I'm going to keep swiping, see what else is around here.
More info. Moto with a 2A. Secure. Signal strength 67%.
Another one in the neighborhood.
More info. Other.
And that is it. So there's four of them in my area. So obviously I have some neighbors that do have Wi-Fi connection, and they're all secured. Now, some areas, like if you go to restaurants or hotels, they may provide free Wi-Fi, and they're not secured. That means you don't have to have a password. It just depends on the restaurants and the hotel. As I said, you'll have to ask them how to, which one is theirs and how to connect to it. Some of them do have password you have to get into, and they'll provide it to you for free. Or you may, they may charge it, and you have to pay for Wi-Fi. Or sometimes they will be completely free and it's unsecured, and you can just double tap on it and boom, you're connected right into the Wi-Fi. And you can just go ahead and go about using Wi-Fi with Safari or whatever have not, like you would do at home with Wi-Fi. All right, so we're now to the very bottom. It shows you my four connection. I'm going to show you a couple more things on this page before we actually go and connect to my Wi-Fi.
Ask to join networks.
Ask to
join
network.
Double tap to toggle setting.
I have mine set to off. By default, this is on. There's a couple reasons why I have this off. One, once I leave the house and I'm riding around with my wife and we're in the car, and I'll come to a stop sign, and the thing will pop up. It's kind of annoying because it's a pop-up. Say, hey, I noticed three local Wi-Fi spots. Do you want to connect to them? I said, no, I don't want to connect to them. And it kept popping up, and I just got tired of it. You know, the reason it does that is two reasons. One is it's for easiness, so you don't have to bring up the Wi-Fi connection up. You don't have to go to settings, go to Wi-Fi, and look all around and connect to the Marriott or the McDonald's or whatever have not. It's just easier that it pops up, but it also can be kind of annoying. The second thing is that sometimes it is very rare, and you probably will hear about it, is that you need to be very careful who you connect to, especially non-secured Wi-Fi points. There has been known to be in hotels and restaurants that somebody will set up a hotspot, and it is a bogus hotspot, which basically means that you connect to their Wi-Fi more for mischievous reasons. So they're sniffing packets, stealing passwords, and things like that. Unfortunately, it does happen. It is rare. So for those two reasons, I just have this off for those two reasons. Of course, some places, depending on your carrier, because I have AT&T, there's a few places I have gone to, and next thing I know, I said, well, I never joined a network here, and it's already automatically joined me to a network. And that's another reason. I don't want that to happen. I want to manually go in there and set it up to the one I know I trust and know that it's safe. Now, once you have connected to a Wi-Fi itself, it'll never forget that Wi-Fi connection. So what I'm saying is that if I go to my mother's house and I connect to her Wi-Fi connection and I make a connection with her device and I come home, it'll automatically sense that my Wi-Fi is at home. I've already connected to it, and it'll pair up automatically. So you do not have to go through the settings and Wi-Fi connection more than once to set up for your home network. And once it's set up to my mom's house, Now I can just go to my mom's house and it will automatically connect every time I go over to her house. So once you set it up, it's all done. All right, so let's go ahead and show you how to connect to a Wi-Fi that has a secured
Wi-Fi on.
Let's find my Wi-Fi here.
Choose a network. 2Wire 186. More info. At 2T9999. Secure.
That's the one I want to join. That is mine. I'm going to go ahead and double tap this.
Secure. Text field.
Okay, because it is secured, it wants me to put in my wireless access password. Yes, you'll have a password. Sometimes it's on the router box itself, or sometimes you created it, or sometimes the service man set it up. So you will have to find out what that Wi-Fi password is for that connection. Okay? I have it copied in my clipboard because I can't remember all the code for it.
So language. Edit.
Go to my edit and paste it.
J2S3.
All right. So now it has entered my code for my Wi-Fi. And at the top right-hand corner should be a join button.
Join button.
And this is now when you say, okay, I want to join the network. Double tap it.
Join. Dim.
It'll Wi-Fi. Take a few seconds.
Modovap underscore M91,000. Now it should be selected. More info. 2Wire 100. Choose a network. Heading.
All right. Let's find my network on this list again. It should be selected.
In progress. 2Wire 186. More info. 2Wire 186. Modovap underscore M9. More info. WIFIDA2A. Secure.
Okay, signal strength 65. Connecting. Try that again.
Wi-Fi on. Selected. At 2T9999. Secure. Signal strength 94%.
You now know you're connected because it now has been selected. So once it's selected and you hear that selected, it's on. Okay, so now you can go to the status bar at the top and see if you got the Wi-Fi connection. So I'll go to the top center.
5:16 p.m.
Where the clock is.
Status
and go
bar
left.
3 of 3 Wi-Fi bars at 2T9R9R9. Status bar item.
Now there's two things you hear in that. First of all, it tells you the strength signal. So it's 3 of 3 bars. That's the highest signal you can get. That's a very strong connection. The higher the bars, the more bars you have, the faster the speed is, you're going to have data connectivity through that router. So if you have 1 of 3 bars, you're going to have a pretty weak bar, and it's still going to work, and it's going to be a little bit slower. And then the second note it tells you is what you're connected to. So in this part, it says AT&T R292, whatever it was, that popped up as well. So you can hear what the Wi-Fi is and where it's connected. Okay, so I have connected to Wi-Fi, and that is how you connect to Wi-Fi. One more thing I want to show you. For some odd reason, if you do get connected to Wi-Fi that you did not mean to connect to, or you just simply want to get rid of it, because once you have set it up, I'll always remember and I'll always connect to it. There's no reason why you need to remove it unless, for some reason, it automatically joins you to a network that you didn't mean to join and you don't want to use it. You can forget it. So let's go back down where it had the selected of my Wi-Fi.
Selected at 2T99999. Secure. Signal
okay,
strength.
And go to the right.
More info.
More info.
At 2T99999. At 2T99999.
Now, in this area, it's going to contain numerous of things, and this is going to get into the more advanced area, which I'm not going to be going over in this segment. But as you swipe to the right,
subnet mask 255. Forget this network.
There it is.
Button.
At the top right-hand corner is forget this network. That basically means I want to forget this network. If you double tap that, it says, "Are you sure you want to forget this network?" And you say yes or okay. And then you are disconnected from that Wi-Fi, and you will never be connected again to that Wi-Fi unless you manually set it up and double tap and put in the password for it. So that is pretty much the Wi-Fi in a nutshell. That's everything about it. I hope this helps out and very helpful to you. All right, well, that is the Wi-Fi, and my name is Thomas Donville, also known as Anonymous, for another segment of the BGI series. Until next segment, I'll see you later. Goodbye.
This podcast has been brought to you by the community of Apple Vis. For the latest in resources and tips and tricks to help you get the best experience from your Apple device, visit us online at www.applevis.com.